The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
Appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to you all about the Mom Health Study and the MODE Consortium. And I'm actually going to flip this a little bit, even though the title says Mom Health Study and the Multiomics for Health and Disease Consortium or the MODE Consortium. I'm going to talk about the MODE Consortium first and then how the Mom Health Study fits into it. And just want to mention I have no financial disclosures related to this talk. So the MODE Consortium was actually conceived by the NIH as a collaborative initiative to advance the application of multi-omic technologies to study health and disease in communities that have not traditionally been included in genomic studies. The goals of the MODE Consortium overall are to explore the use of multi-omics integrated with phenotypic and exposure data to detect and assess molecular profiles associated with healthy and disease states. Second, to develop generalizable data harmonization, integration, and analysis methods, as well as best practices and standards for the optimal application of multi-omics, and to create a multi-dimensional data set that is available for research to the research community. And in order to accomplish this, the NIH sought disease study sites, or DSSs, to propose studies focused on disease areas for which integrative multi-omics could be used to define associations with healthy and disease states and detect changes in associations and molecular profiles over time. And so they gave some guidelines for these disease study sites. Basically, they were looking for diseases that could be studied with 200 cases and 100 controls that would include phenotypic and environmental exposure measures, and that would do measures and collect samples at least 3 time points. And just with this solicitation, they actually found awarded 6 disease study sites that are very varied. They span from diabetes and kidney disease to liver disease, asthma, and maternal health, specifically preeclampsia and hypertensive disorders of pregnancies, and also include 2 pediatric sites, so both pediatric and adult cohorts. And prior to the study even starting, there was a defined 1-year planning period. So this was to bring together all disease study sites, the Data Analysis and Coordinating Center, or the DAC, the Omics Production Center, or the OPC, NIH, an external advisory board, and a community advisory board to standardize activities across the consortium. So this included defining common data elements, or CDEs, that were going to be collected by all sites, including demographics, medical history, clinical measures, social determinants of health, and lifestyle characteristics, sample collection protocols for both blood and urine, as well as nasal swab and stool, and standardized data production at the DAC and the OPC, which includes omics and metals. And the goal of this harmonization is really to make sure that the data sets that are generated for use are comprehensive and are combinable across all disease study sites. Yeah, so in consortium-wide enrollment actually just began in February, which we were very excited about. And you can see here, I hope from this map, that these disease study sites, omics production centers, and the DAC span across the United States, so very varied. And not surprisingly, for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to focus on this site right here, which is right here at the University of California, San Diego. But this is actually in conjunction with Vanderbilt University, so I do want to highlight that this is a dual site study. Which brings us to the Multi-Omics for Maternal Health, or the Mom Health Study. And our study focuses on preeclampsia and hypertensive disorders of pregnancy. And I know a lot of people in this audience are aware, but for those who aren't, hypertensive disorders of pregnancy comprise both chronic hypertension, which is hypertension that exists before the 20th week of gestation, gestational hypertension, which is new onset hypertension that develops after the 20th week of gestation, and preeclampsia, which is hypertension with evidence of some sort of organ dysfunction, and so it's a severe form of a hypertensive disorder of pregnancy. And importantly, these are pretty common complications of pregnancy in the postpartum period. Here at UCSD, they affect about 25% of pregnancies, and including 11% of those with preeclampsia. And they're responsible for 14% of maternal deaths and about 10 to 25% of fetal or newborn deaths. And while we mostly think of these as being associated with perinatal complications, 70% of maternal deaths due to hypertensive disorders of pregnancy actually occur in the year after delivery. And this remains a really understudied component. And importantly, there are estimates that about 2/3 of these deaths are preventable, with better detection and planning and monitoring. And they're also related to poor health outcomes later in life for both the mom and the offspring, and for the mom, including chronic hypertension, ischemic heart disease, heart failure, stroke, renal disease, and death. And so the goal of this mom health study is to uncover mechanisms that link preeclampsia and hypertensive disorders of pregnancy to postpartum maternal health outcomes, which have not been traditionally focused. This is a very big schematic, and I don't expect you to read all of this. I'm going to break it down for us. We're in kind of a unique position. So as I mentioned, the goal of the MODE Consortium was to enroll 200 cases and 100 controls. But unlike the other diseases in the consortium, we don't know who's going to be a case and a control at the beginning. And so we have to over-enroll our population in order to ascertain our case control status. So we are trying to enroll 750 participants. This includes 200 high-risk pregnancies, which would be those with chronic hypertension, pregestational diabetes, renal disease, an autoimmune disease, or a history of preterm preeclampsia, and 550 low-risk pregnancies, which are basically pregnancies without these conditions. And after accounting for some small loss to follow-up, we expect that about 150 of our high-risk group will develop some sort of hypertensive disorder pregnancy, 30 won't, and in our low-risk group, 50 will develop a hypertensive disorder pregnancy, and the remaining 450 will not. And from here is where we're going to get our 200 cases and 100 controls. And we do plan to keep our non-hypertensive high-risk group in this follow-up as well, if we're able to. And while most of the disease study sites are looking at three time points, we actually cover the gamut of gestation and 1 year postpartum. The official enrollment for this study is 16 to 24 weeks gestation, but we try to enroll as early as 10 to 15 weeks. And at every time point, we're collecting survey metrics and samples. At delivery, we also collect placenta. And during postpartum, we're also going to be looking at the medical record to see what sort of health outcomes occurred in our participants. And along with this, we are also giving patients or participants at-home blood pressure monitors so they can take their blood pressure during gestation and postpartum. And again, as I mentioned, our hypertensive outcome is at delivery, so this is the time point that we'll be able to ascertain case control status, and we'll have collect samples up until this point. I want to highlight this at-home blood pressure monitoring because part of the goal of this symposium today is to foster collaboration, and we've actually been able to use some of this to foster some collaboration already. So we've been working with our population health team here at UCSD, who is already doing at-home blood pressure monitoring for adults with cardiovascular disease, but had been looking to expand into the perinatal and postpartum space. And so our at-home blood pressure monitor is actually integrated directly with the electronic health record. Our population health team has access to this wonderful dashboard so they can follow up with these patients if they have an elevated blood pressure and report to us as well. We also partner with one of our Werher scholars, UK Amarua, who's doing a watch study. This would be during the first 6 weeks postpartum for continuous blood pressure monitoring in a small subset of patients and using our same surveys. So her surveys align with ours so we can hopefully again collaborate and align data after the conclusion of both of our studies. And a not so shameless plug for our study as well. If you happen to know anybody who's interested or might be interested, please reach out to us. We're always looking for participants. This is a huge lift even with two sites, and we're really excited to have people champion it for us. And I just want to thank everybody for, thank you for the reminder. Thanks for having me, and I want to highlight our wonderful study team without whom this would not be possible. And our study contact is at the bottom down here, and so if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We're always happy to talk about the study more.